Blog Talk Radio.
Loving Father, we are grateful.
Oh, I am. This thing hurt me.
You got prayer glasses?
Oh, yeah. Glasses still on my face. Oh. Oh.
To whom will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and we may as well begin the prayer line. I would like to thank God for the prayer line and my brothers and sisters that join us. And I want to welcome all the brothers and sisters and all those that share and come to this prayer line just to praise God. We thank the brothers and sisters from overseas, wherever you may be calling from, and we ask that you join in and share. You can join in with us, and you can press 1, and you can share your testimonies, your scripture reading, even a song. May God bless each and every one. So I will begin with a word of prayer, and then I will read a scripture. And I will begin to open my brothers and sisters' line. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom to come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, we are come to you, Father, today, Father, to come on this prayer line to sing praise, to worship you, to give you glory. And Father, we ask in that the Holy Spirit be with us on this prayer line to show forth your goodness and your praise to you, Father. We also ask you, Lord, that you bless the reading of your word, and we ask him that you will give us wisdom and understanding that we may keep your word and be obedient to you, Father. And we also lift up the brothers and sisters that come to read scriptures and to share their testimonies and their songs, Father. May you get the glory. And, Father, I'm asking for wisdom that you give our sisters and brothers. And may we, on this prayer line, share the message that we need on this, that we need today. And with it is the three angels' message, Father, and it's the word of God that we need to be telling people. Dead, all these things, Father, people need to understand your word, and we need to come to the light, as the Bible says, and remove ourselves from the darkness. Well, we can't do nothing of ourselves, but as the Father said, we can't do nothing, but it's believing and accepting the word of God and through our Savior Jesus Christ as he intercedes for us. We can do all things through God that strengthens us. So, Heavenly Father, we plead the mercy of your Holy Spirit on this prayer line. When your children come to share, Father. We had children. We had 8, 9-year-old. We had different ages on this prayer line. We lift them up today, Lord Father. We don't know where those children are, but Father, allow them to get this number. All those that have not came to the line in a certain time, Lord, we don't know where they are. We don't know about them, but Lord, allow them to come back to the prayer line, because if they are not hearing the word of God, Father, our heart goes out to them, because the Bible says people become spiritual dead if they don't hear the word of God. So we just plead the blood of Jesus, just praying for them. May they come back to the prayer line, because ain't too many places they hearing the truth of God's word. So we're asking you to bless us tonight. We're asking you to lead and guide us and teach us, Father, through the ministers. And Lord, hold everybody accountable for their word, because we're supposed to be studying, and like the Bible says, to show ourselves approved. And we thank you, Father, all the blessing that you give to us, and even giving us the Bible, the word of God that we should study. We thank you, and we ask you to bless this prayer line. Lift it up to you, Father. It is not my line, Sister Powell line, Brother D, Brother UD line, but God said it is his word. So it's the line for Christ. And Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. So brothers and sisters, amen. So brothers and sisters, as I read this scripture, and I have a message from Brother Hakeem. I need to check it when I open the line. Amen. Brother Hakeem sent me a message. I want to read Acts chapter 20. I believe it's 27. Acts chapter 27. Give me just a second. Acts chapter 27. I think it's verse 37. Yes, that's it. 27. Let me make sure this is my scripture that I was reading here. Brothers and sisters, I had my book here that I was reading. Okay, I can find that one. Yeah, second here. Talking about judgment. I got it, brothers and sisters. The judgment instead of, but I'm going to read this act, and it says, verse 37, I want to start at verse 37, and it says, and we were in all in the ship, 260 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out in the sea. Actually, this scripture was supposed to be just Acts 37, and the book was talking about don't get out of the ship, meaning that stay in your faith, stay in the faith, stay in the faith, brothers and sisters, as Paul was talking about the brothers and sisters that was in the ship. So let me just read one little part. Give me just a second. The book of Revelation 11 and 12. And I will open the line for my brothers and sisters once I read Revelation 20, 11, and 12. Okay. And I saw the great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. So, sisters and brothers, that is coming from Judgment Day. And I was reading this little pamphlet, getting to understand the whole pamphlet here, because I will be sharing this with brothers and with some people out there in the world. And this little pamphlet says the signs of time, Judgment Day, are you ready? And this whole little book, this whole little pamphlet is just like a trifold. And it said, imagine a judgment in which everything comes out in the opening, a judgment that lays bare every action, every motive, and every thought. That's the kind of judgment the Bible says that each of us will face when life is over. Here's what God's word says. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God. So I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to begin to open the line for my brothers and sisters. And you can take your time for this. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open the line for 518-951. Your line is.
All right. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. Happy Sabbath, sister. Sister Leola, is my line 591?
Yes, 518. Yes, your line is open, Sister Powell.
I just want to give God thanks. Thank you for that reading, as you was reading about the judgment, right? And I lie here a while ago, and I just picture the word that the Lord said. The judgment is set and the book have been opened. This little song, how shall we stand on that great day? We cannot wait until that great day to stand holy. We have to, whatsoever we are doing, we have to do it now. We have to demonstrate the character of Christ. We have to be obedient to God. We have to follow all his commandments, and we have to have victory over all sin, living a life like Christ. And how can we live a life like Christ? How can Sister Powell live a life like Christ, a sinless life, a life that he loves, a life that, you know, he cares about, a life that he can heal the sick, a life that he has compassion, a life that he gives us protection, you know. So Jesus wants us, right, on this earth, while we are on this earth here, to look upon him. And if we, that is something, look upon Jesus, you know, we can look upon no one, because there is no one can help us that we live that victorious life from sin. So, Sister Leola, good. Yes, thank you for that reading, you know, because one day soon and very soon, the judgment is, God is coming to judge the world. And you know what? We here, each one of we, have to go and face the judgment one by one. We cannot face it with our mother, our children, our husband, or our wife. So whatsoever we do, on that great day, we will judge of that what we have done. And God is telling us and showing us, if we be faithful, you know, if we be obedient, if we be sharing his love and his character to others, we all will, when we judge, we'll judge in righteousness by Christ, by my feet. So that is what the judgment is all about, and we have to do whatever we have to do. We have to do it now. So let us pray. I'm going to have a little word of prayer that we all will stand on that great day without wandering. And the good thing that God said, that we who will be able to stand, we will be able to judge the saints, will be able to judge those wicked ones, you know. And angels will be around us to guard us when these wicked ones come down upon us. So we are praying on this line day by day, minute, and giving thanks on this line day by day, minute by minute, for what God have done in this line and through each one of us with these various studies of the truth, because God wants us to study his word and to dive in the truth and also share the truth to others who we come contact with. So thank you for that reading, Sister Leola. I will just pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this evening for your love and your mercies and your kindness, Lord, toward each and every one of us. You have allowed us, dear Lord, to be well. You kept us, Lord, all the way. And now, dear Lord, we are giving you the praises day by day, minutely by minutely, hourly by hourly, to let you know how much we appreciate all that you have done. You love us so much with a tender heart, dear Lord. You kept us, Lord, while we traveled on the highway. You gave us food to drink, Lord, food to eat, and water to drink, in which you told us that our bread and our water will be sure. Father, you...
Hold on, Sister Betty. Put your phone on mute. Sister Betty.
You are so good. You are so great.
Put it down
you
right now.
Allow us to exceed day by day, minutely by minutely. So this evening, Lord, we present this line to you, Advent Light. We present every brothers and sister who join. We present our children who join on this line. We present Sister Betty, who is teaching those precious children your words of truth. We present Sister Leola, who is the moderator tonight, and also Brother Ray and Nicole, Lord, Jarvis and Shyla, Amanda, Lord, and Nicholas, Lord, Sister Carla. We present Sister Stephanie and Carja and KJ. We also present Brother Ray, Lord, Brother Rick, Lord, and all the children, them, Lord, his children, Lord. We also present his wife. We present Brother Yudi, his wife and children, Lord. We present Brother Elder Richards and Sister Richards and the work that they have been doing down here. We also present Brother Eli, his mother, Jari, and all his friends, Lord, and Miko. We also present Sister Tamiko, Lord. Continue to bless, continue to keep them. And as we come on this line, Lord, to bring sweet fellowship to each other, pour your blessings upon us. We present Brother Aki James to you, who will present the message. Bless us this day. Help us to be faithful, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. The line was a little noisy, but we just thank you for everything. God bless.
Thank you, Sister Leola.
Amen. Amen. And Sister Power, I had Betty and the girls on, and the girls going to sing for you. And brothers and sisters, be patient. We just got the Betty girls on here. They're going to give us a song. And just be patient now. Open your line. So, Betty, you can go ahead with the song for the girls. And I just want to introduce the girls. This is Chloe and Kiara. I'm saying the name right, Betty?
Yes, you're singing it right. And the song they're going to sing is One Day. Go ahead, girl.
One day there was no more lady left for my souls. One day there'll be no more children longing for home. One day when the kingdom comes right here where we stand, we'll see the promised land.
Wait, hold on.
One day there'll be no more lies taken too soon. One day there'll be no more need for a hospital room. One day every tear will fall from his life by his plan. They will see the promised land. Hallelujah. We'll be healing. From this heartbreak, we've been feeling. Seeing the darkest night, cause we know that the light will come, and there will be healing. Hallelujah. One day there'll be no more anger left in our eyes. One day the color of skin won't cause a divide. One day there'll be family standing hand in hand. We will see the promised land. We will see the promised land. Hallelujah. There will be healing from this heartbreak we've been feeling. Sing in the darkest night, cause we know that the light will come. And there will be healing. Hallelujah. I believe there will be healing. Hallelujah. One day every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. One day when we're tired and weary, bones from the rest. One day when the power of evil is brought to an end, we will see the promised land. We will see the promised land. Hallelujah. There will be healing from this heartbreak we've been feeling. Sing in the darkest night, cause we know that the light will come. And there will be healing, hallelujah. And there will be healing, hallelujah. There will be healing, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
One day, the title of the song they were singing, one day we will see the promised land. But New Jerusalem, we will see. One day we will don't have to suffer no more. No more pain, no nothing. And we're all looking forward to that day. By God's grace.
Go ahead, Sister Powell. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Sister Leola, as the Lord said, train up the children, the child, the way they should go, that when they become old, they will never depart from us, the word. So we just want to thank Sister Betty, the way in which she has been training these precious jewels, that these precious jewels can bring so much of joy, like by singing not children's songs, those are adult songs, right? And the way in which they sing it, and it brings joy to my heart. And my dear sister Betty, we encourage you to continue to train them, continue to teach them the way. And also, as it is good for you to have them, like on this, on the line, you know, when they go to church, that these little children can, you know, present Christ right there, because it does. We notice that sometimes even in the churches, they are not using the little children. So all these little children, you know, now is the time, because they have to be the leaders of tomorrow. The word of God said if these children is properly trained, what a work they will do right in this world. So keep training, keep teaching them, and allow them to get exposure. Like, you know, bring them on the line so that they can share God's word. Thank you, Sister Betty. And thank you, children. You are precious. And sure, we will be praying for you guys.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Sister Power, Sister Betty. Sister Power is a mother of many. She prayed for, she's been raising children and teaching children in Jamaica, New York. She just do so much. She's a, something like you call it. She's a humane, something like that. She deserves her award, because not to say that she's lifting her up or anything, but she deserves her award because she's been doing this for years, and she's still in Jamaica doing a good deed for God. I'm telling you. And I want to do something to raise some money for her. And Betty, you can help me too. To raise, if people just give a dollar to raise money so she can continue to build houses, as I was telling you last week, Betty. This, and that's why I put the children on here, because Sister Power loves to hear children sing, reading scriptures, and just serving the Lord. So it is truly a blessing to hear Chloe and Kiara to sing songs that I can't even remember all the words. So I just praise God. I love to hear these children sing and read their scripture. So thank you so much once again, Betty, and you all have a blessed evening. Oh, you are welcome. I'm not taking you off. If you are busy, you can hang yourself up, or if you want to stay on, you can stay on.
Oh, okay.
But we ask him that you join us sometime. Amen.
Well,
so thank you so much for allowing the girls to come and sing with us.
Anytime. All right. Good night.
Amen. Good night. So, we are just so blessed to be able to get that from the children. But we're going to go ahead and open this next line, Sister Powell, because she had her hand up first. So I will open the line. Sister Powell, your line going to stay open, because if you always want to come in, Mother, that's you can do. So I'm going to open this line, 301-604. I don't know who number. 301-604. Your line is open. Let me just say it again, because they're probably on mute. 301.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead.
Sister Leola, you open. Okay, you said 604, or you meant 640?
640.
Is it my
brother?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know it was you, Brother Akeem. So, yes,
no worries.
If you would like to just share a comment or something, you can before you speak. I didn't know that was your number. I didn't know who number it was. Because when you on
okay.
at 7:30, but you never came on this early, so I didn't. It's a shame
okay.
I didn't recognize your number. Go ahead.
No worries. Yeah, no, but praise the Lord for the music and blessed by it, and thankful for Advent Light. and the ministry, just the impact that it's had. And so praise the Lord for that. And as we begin, let's have a word of prayer as we move forward. Father in heaven, illuminate our minds and strengthen our hearts. Give us wisdom and understanding as we study. And I pray that you would strengthen us to follow your word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. All
so
right.
This...
Thank you, Brother Aki. It's not your time yet? No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's not your time yet. I'm sorry.
I didn't know, because you had pressed one.
Yeah, you pressed one, and I didn't know what number. I said, wait a minute. It looks, I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure because you came on so
it's
early.
7:40.
Say that again, Sister Powell.
I said 7:40 here.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's like an hour before my time. So you guys are good.
Yeah, yeah. So, Brother Akeem, we're going to open your line at, if you say it's 7:25, it'd be 8:25 my time. I mean, your time.
Right. So, my time, yes.
Okay, then. Okay, then. Right. Well, we can do that. All right. Well, and you can just be there, and I'll just go ahead and open the other lines, okay? So thank you for coming on. Did you offer the prayer for us?
I prayed, but if you guys feel that to pray again, that's fine. Yeah, I just said a prayer.
No, that's good. That's good. All right, thank you. I just wanted to make sure. All right, then thank you. And we're going to just open your line later for when you come, when your time. Okay, thank you. Okay, brothers and sisters, that was our speaker on earlier. He had pressed one, and I just wasn't used to seeing the number early, and I got it a little bit. I didn't know it was Brother Akeem. Okay, but now we're going to open the line for 272-770. Your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. It's Sister Tymeko from Pennsylvania, and I'm so happy to be here this evening with all my beloved brothers and sisters. And I thank you for opening my line. I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he's so worthy to be praised. I thank him for letting me spend time with my grandchildren as they went back home to New York. Such a good time here, and we studied the Bible together. I gave them math tests. I gave them spelling tests. I was teaching them sign language. I got a chance to have little Bible studies with them and do the Bible trivia questions and answers. So I'm just so grateful that they were here with me to spend time with me. And everything that I know, I was teaching them to help them to draw closer to God. I was teaching them Bible scriptures that they can quote and memorize. And I'm just so happy that I got a chance to spend time with them. And God's willing, I will see them again. And then I can study more with them and teach them. And I'm grateful that you got a chance to talk to them, Sister Leola. You talked to them. You told them what to pray for their parents in their bedroom. You said a word of prayer for them. You prayed for us even for safe travel and mercies. So God will put people in your way, in your path to pray for you, to pray for your children and your grandchildren. And I'm just so grateful that I have my precious sisters on this prayer line to pray for us all the time. All of you sisters and brothers are praying for me, Brother Eli, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie. We are all praying for each other because that's the right thing to do, to pray for each other, to show love and kindness and mercy. So I am so grateful, and I just wanted to share with you a word from the Bible. Today is January the 1st of 2023, so we made it through another year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's taken from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then my devotional for today says, come to me with a teachable spirit, eager to be changed. A close walk with me is a life of continual newness. Do not cling to old ways as you step into a new year, praise God. Instead, seek my face with an open mind, knowing that your journey with me involves being transformed by the renewing of your mind. As you focus your thoughts on me, be aware that I am fully attentive to you. I see you with a steady eye because my attention span is infinite. I know and understand you completely. My thoughts embrace you and everlasting love. I also know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. Give yourself fully to this adventure of increasing attentiveness to my presence. And then it gave scriptures here, Psalms 27, and then Romans 12, verse 2. So I just wanted to share those scriptures with you, if I may. Romans 12, 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. So it's so important that we all draw close to God in these last days and put him first in our lives. And I have a song to sing, but I don't know if I have time. Do I have time to sing a song, Sister Leola? Amen. Praise the Lord. Standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the hollow stones of God have failed us fail. By the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, we're standing on the promises of God. Praise the Lord. I thank you so much for opening my line, my precious sister, and my prayer request is to lift up all my brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening, and also to lift up my family, my children, my grandchildren, and I want to lift up the nation and the youth and praying for all of each and every one of us, for the sick, the homeless, the poor, and the lame. So thank you so much. I love you all. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for the song, Standing on the Promise. I love that song also. And we're going to lift up our brothers and sisters that given us a request. Sister Powerhead prayed once, and we thank God for every prayer that she lifted up. She did lift up everyone, but we're going to have another prayer just to thank God for her prayer, not to lift up the same, but to thank God for what she has prayed for. Amen. So we're going to go and open the next line, and we are thankful for our sisters and our brothers coming to share and to praise God on this prayer line. So we want you to press 1. We have the next caller, 423. We're going to open your line, 423-635. Your line is open. You can give us your name. Amen. And where you're calling from.
Amen. Good evening. This is Sister Carla. I'm calling from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love, his goodness, and his faithfulness. It was a song that it was on my mind, Sabbath. Great is thy faithfulness. And, you know, that song just stuck with me because God's faithfulness is great. And he's in, everlasting. And, you know, it's just, to think about his faithfulness unto us, it just, you know, it just made me really think really deep how faithful he are to us, and we have to be faithful and obedient unto him as dear children. So I'm just going to read this this little reading. It says, we are called the sons of God. And where there are sons, there's daughters. People think it is a privilege to see royal personnel, and thousands go great distance to see one. How much greater privilege it is to be sons and daughters of the Most High. In order to become the sons and daughter of God, we must separate from the world. Come out from amongst them and be separate, the Lord said, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughter. There is a heaven before us, a crown of life to win. He who gains heaven must be clothed with the robe of righteousness. And it's OSC page, paragraph 12. So I just thank the Lord for his words. They are pure, they're sure, and his promises is for each and every one of us. If we take a hold of his everlasting arm and we trust in him with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, we will, we will be saved. And we will make it to that promised land, that we will have that mansion that he has promised and have provided for each and every one of us. So I just thank you again for opening up my line. It's always good to join when I'm able to. And I just praise the Lord for my brothers and sisters. And as the world is celebrating New Year, as I text a friend, I said, I want a new heart, a new beginning, a new joy, new hope, just newness, because we know that we know what the world celebrates, and we know what is right. So I just thank the Lord again for his blessing, his mercy, and love. Thank you again for opening up my line.
Amen.
I just want to thank you, Sister Carla, for giving that to us, being the sons and daughters of God. But when the Bible says about the Beatitude, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And, you know, we all pray for when that roll is called, when the book is opening and just is coming and we got to stand before God. That's what we want to hear. We are sons and daughters of God, you know, because there's many, many, many thing is we don't know when our time. We could be being judged right now. Oh, Lord God, help us, Jesus. Help us. So we thank you for sharing that with us, and may God get the glory. And we're going to open the next line. Amen. We got 857-505. Let us open the line for a brother. Amen. Give us your
amen. Amen, Sister Miola. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, my brothers and sisters. How are you today, beloved? This is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Miola, Sister Power, I like to thank God for his love for the New Year's. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola, Sister Power. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Oh, Sister Miola, thank God it's January 1st in 2023. And Sister Miola, I want to sing that song, Great is My Faithfulness. I know Sister Carla loved that song. She was singing, Great is my faithfulness, morning by morning, ooh, mercy and truth. Great is my faithfulness unto his word. O God, my Father, morning by morning, mercy, mercy, great is my like faithfulness won through this world. Great is my faithfulness. Great is my faithfulness. Morning by morning, through mercy and through great is my Father. Great is my faithfulness unto His word. Sister Viola, I feel like to pray for Brother Akeem at this moment because God is good. I feel like praying for Him at this moment. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we want to give you thanks, God. We want to give you praise, Lord, because, God, you are so good, Lord. God, you are matchless, God. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. God, there is no one else like you, God. God, we want to thank you, God, that Sister Miola posting, Lord. God, we want to thank you, Father. God, we want to say hallelujah, Lord, because God, you are good for Sister Miola, God. God, while she's hosting, Lord, we ask to God to give Sister Miola the power, Lord. Give Sister Miola, God, deliverance, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for you have done for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask for God to come bless her, God. Bless her children, Lord. God, come bless her husband too, Lord. We ask for God to watch over Sister Miola's husband, Lord. We ask for God to break every chain for Sister Miola, Lord. We ask for God to bless her, God, in a mock way, Lord. Watch over her, Lord. God, we want to lift up our sister. We want to lift up Sister Powell, God, from Jamaica, Lord. We ask for God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask for God to allow Sister Power, God, to sing praises unto you, Lord. Allow her to give you thanks, God. Allow her to shout hallelujah, Lord. Allow her to shout on this prayer line, Lord. Allow her to sing praises unto you, Lord. Allow her to give you thanks, God, because God, you are so good for her, Lord. God, we ask for God to come bless Sister Power, Lord. God, break every chain for her, Lord. God, break every chain for Sister Power's grandchildren, Lord. Break every chain, God, for Sister Power, God, at this moment, Lord. We ask for God that there is no one else like you, Lord. How excellent is your name, Lord. We ask for God to cover her window post, Lord. We ask for God to cover her door post, Lord. Bless Sister Power, Lord. God, will deliver her for that Tamiko guy who is on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come bless her, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask God to allow her to have faith in you, Lord. God, you're so good for Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask God to wipe her tears, Lord. We ask God to wipe Sister Tamiko's tears, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're mighty, God. God, you're the King of Kings, you're the Lord of Lords. I'm asking you, God, to wipe Sister Tamiko's tears, Jesus, Sister Tamiko's crying out to you, Lord. Sister Tamiko's crying out to you, Lord. She's crying out to you, Lord. We ask God to come bless her grandchildren, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for them, Lord. We ask God allow them to stay faithful, Lord. Allow them to sing praises unto you, Lord. Her grandchildren, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over her grandchildren, Lord. God, we want to live for Brother Taiwan. God, we want to live for Sister Katie Yen, Lord. We ask God, allow them not to be stressed, Lord. Allow them to walk faith in you, Lord. We ask God, God, bless them, God, in the mockery, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. God, we ask God, allow them to come in the prayer line, God. Allow Brother Taiwan, God, and Sister KPN, God, to come in the prayer line, Lord. To come praise you, Lord. To come magnify your name, God. To sing praises unto you, Lord. To give you thanks, Father. God, we ask God to give them deliverance, God. God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko's mother, Dr. Dorothy, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless her, God, in the mockery, Lord. We ask God to watch thankful for her, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God. We are thankful for her, Lord. God, come bless her, God. God, watch over her, Lord. God, cover her, God, with your blood, Lord. Cover her, God, with your righteousness, God. God, 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 you are so good for her, Lord. God, God, we want to lift her sister Linda to you, Lord. Allow sister Linda, Lord, to come in the prayer line, Lord, to come praise you, God. God, 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 you are so good for sister Linda, Lord. We ask, God. Allow her to come sing praises unto you, Lord. Allow her to give you thanks, God. Allow her to shout, Lord. Allow her to shout on this prayer line, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we want to lift sister Carla to you, Lord. God, come bless sister Carla, God, in the mockery, Lord. God, we ask God to break every chain for sister Carla, God, in 2023, Lord. January 1st, Lord. Break every chain for sister Carla, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, break every chain for her, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over her, Lord. God, we ask God, allow her to sing praises unto you, Lord. Allow her to bring a special message on the prayer line, God. God, come bless the prayer line, Lord. God, we bless Brother Akeem James, Lord, who's going to preach on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to cover Brother Akeem James, God, with your blood, Lord. Watch over Brother Akeem James, Lord. God, 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 we want to thank you, God, for you have done for him, Lord. God, we ask God, allow Brother Akeem, God, to sing praises unto you, God, to give you thanks, God, to give you praise, Lord, in 2023, Lord. We ask God to come bless Brother Akeem James, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. God, I break every chain for Brother Akeem, Lord. Allow him to say hallelujah, God, on this prayer line, God. Allow Brother Akeem James to say hallelujah, Lord, on this prayer line, Lord. Allow Brother Akeem James, Lord, to say hallelujah, Lord. Allow him to say hallelujah, Lord. Allow Sister Viola to say hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Allow Brother Akeem James to say hallelujah,
Amen.
Lord. Let Brother Akeem, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Break every chain for him, God. Break every chain for Sister Miola, Lord. God, break every chain for Brother Akeem James, God. In the name of Jesus, break every chain, God. Break every chain for Brother Akeem, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, deliver him, Lord. Deliver Brother Akeem James, Lord. In the name of Jesus, deliver him, God. Give him the victory, God. God, we want to lift up everyone, God. We want to lift up Brother O'Neill, God. We want to lift up individual, Lord. Bless everyone, God. Watch over everyone, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, bless Sister Power, Lord. Watch over Sister Power, God. Watch over Sister Power's granddaughter, Lord. Sister Stephanie, Lord. We ask God to bless Sister Stephanie, Lord. Break every chain for her, Lord. Break every chain for everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Bless the prayer line, Lord. Watch over the prayer line, God. God, watch over Brother Akeem, God. God, allow him to bring a powerful message, God, in the prayer line, God. Brother Akeem James, Lord, break every chain for him, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, break
Amen.
Every chain for Brother Akeem, God. Break
Amen.
Every chain for
Amen.
Brother Akeem James, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless him, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we
Amen.
Pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for the prayer for the brothers and sisters. Oh, Sister Powell, Deacon Eli is praying for us. And we just give him thanks. We give God thanks for him. Amen. And so, brothers and sisters, Sister Powell, there is brothers and sisters, we just want to thank God for Sister Power on the prayer line. We know that the ministry in Jamaica has been really going well, and the ministry is giving us feedback how the blessing people are being baptized, people are changing their lives. They are coming to Christ. People are asking questions. And Sister Powell is there by herself out there working this gospel. You know, it is truly a blessing. Now, when I say by herself, I'm talking about she the only person, but you know who's working through her. Because what happened? God worked through all the disciples, through the prophets, through all the people, through Christ, and he was with them. So God is with Sister Power, and she's doing a marvelous work out there. And I just say praise God, because hearing these blessings, hearing these testimonies, I'm telling you, and not only hearing, seeing it, I'm asking my brothers and sisters to go on the website of Alex Nation. It helped boost his website, and it also helped him with more income, and that's how he gets paid. So if we can download and we can encourage him to keep doing well. His name is Alex Nation. Alex is building houses for the William family. This young man is 18 years old, and he built a house from the ground up. I saw where they began, and that's when Sister Powell had gotten to know the young man. And this young man was talking on the internet that he was trying to build, he's building a house for a family that was living in the woods, and they just had like a piece of tent over their head, and they was living in a tent, and it had like, it's not even fit to live in, but this young man saw fit. The people had plenty of land, but they just couldn't afford to build a house. And Sister Power saw this young man, and she called me. She said, Sister Leola, I saw this young man, 18 years old. I'm going to let her give it. She can give it best. And I want her to share this testimony, because she don't know who's on the prayer line that may send a donation. The donation is needed, whether it's a dollar or whether it's $5. So, Sister Powell, may you give us all the information, how things are going.
Okay.
We have time. Okay. There's no one else.
Okay. Good night again, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Life. Thank you, Sister Leola. You know, these are evangelizing to the world. And also, this brings history to the world. My dear beloved, for over 40 years ago, I will just start, Sister Powell was in Kingston, Jamaica. And I took up the task, you know, not I, God through the Lord, by supplying these little precious children. Children is my art, I am telling you. I love these children, and I love to see when these children are happy, and especially knowing Christ so that they can demonstrate. So I've been doing this charity in Jamaica for over 50 years, totally. Maybe it's more because I started when I was young. Giving these children bookmarks, pencils, crayon eraser, you know, and little treats I make for these children every year. And I was praying all through those times. When I was coming up in age, I prayed and I said, Lord, I would like these children, these same children, come up that they could be leaders by doing what I am doing, you know, especially when I get a little older. But my dear beloved, you know, there are quite a few in the community who understand, who are willing to do the work. But I saw, as Sister Leola, around 8 to 9 months ago, I saw on the YouTube, I don't know, I just watching, I love to see helpful people doing things, you know, helping, building out, some of them showing our recipe, natural recipe and that. So I came up with Alex Nation, and I saw the whole story, which I'm not going deeply in it, but the story of the first house that he was trying to help this family. The children was going to school without food, was walking miles to school. They were in a difficult situation. And he put it on the YouTube, pin it TikTok, and it go all over the world.
So this guy started to, you know, buy little stuff for them, feeding them, and also buy a little block and zinc to start a little house for them because the living condition was very bad. And so after he started, then the old big people, them, the cleaner and everybody, they came in actually and pushed him out. They did not come in and take him under his wing, thanking him for what he has done. So he leave that project, and he went back in his community doing good in his community, and he came up with the William one, Sophia, and Sophia told his mother about this situation with the Williams family. So what he did, he went to the Williams family, he saw the condition, and then he started to, you know, put out these things, and the Williams family have been getting help. So this little 18-year-old boy took up this mantle that I was praying for 40 years. It did not happen in the Red Hills Division, but it happened in Guysville, St. Catherine, the Limehall Division. So I called Sister Leola, and I told Sister Leola, I said, Sister Leola, please to watch this. This is not a Seventh-day Adventist youth. This is a youth living in the community, doing good to help the poor and the needy. And this is what Jesus was doing. And from that day onward, my dear beloved, I call evangelizing just like when I'm sharing out the truck and calling people and tell them. So we become actually donors from America here, Alpha Albany, all over, and helping him. So we saw the house start when it started, the land was cleared. We saw the bulldozer came, and we saw where they were actually digging out the foundation. So from there, we were following it. I was following it every week, actually, or every month, you know, we're following. So I was praying that God would spare my life, that I would be here in Jamaica to, you know, assist. So I came in, God bless, I came in like a Sunday, and by the Monday I reached Guysville, where the youth is. And I'm telling you, grandma here have a grandson that I love to see what he is doing and how conscious he is. Not a rich guy, just walking before he got the bike. Just walking, you know, taking food to the people, you know, carrying them to the doctor, you know, fulfilling the promises that God tells us what we should be doing for them. So, my dear beloved, this is where we are. The house is almost, you know, almost completed. I was there 2 weeks ago, and, you know, we're supposed to be going back down. We have at least one room need to be tiled, and the veranda, the little portion painted. We were able to get the doors, the foil, the paint, and, you know, and we put up that. We got the men from here, went, and my team, and they do a marvelous job. So everybody is liking Sister Grandma Powell and Alice, what we have been doing. So it's not Grandma Powell alone, my dear beloved. You guys on Advent Life have played a great part in this project. So I am asking you all to continue to pray. And it's not one project we have. We have more projects. One project supposed to be start 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks time. And by the grace of God, you remember, you are in this project. God wants us to do his will. So that is where we stand at this time. So I just want to thank you all and pray for Sister Powell for what I've been doing to us, right? Also, we have a food program for the children. Every Wednesday, we have a soup kitchen and our supply is over 60 to 100. Big people, adults, and, you know, sick and shitty, and the children getting a meal at the church, Burnside Valley. So, of course, sign with them, but both of us join together and for preparing the meal for the children. So that we do Bible study, charity, telling people Jesus coming soon, and also proclaiming the message, where it is the right arm of the gospel to these people. And people are interested in it, you know, so we just pray that God will touch their heart, that they will fully, fully surrender their life, encourage people in the life that they are living, shock up life. We are encouraging them that that is not what Jesus wants. You heard they are saying that they don't have any money. We are encouraging them, you don't have to have money to come close to the Lord. You don't have to have money to get married because the life is not good. So we are teaching and we are demonstrating the character of Christ in the community. You know, so I'm asking for prayer. And remember that we all are doing God's will. Thank you, Sister Leola. I just give you a short version.
Amen, amen. Well, we sure thank you, Sister Power, because when you first called me for that mission, it was truly a blessing. And now I see, brothers and sisters, I just watched to see how the house will look. I'm telling you, I will live in that house myself. And I'm telling you, he did a real, go on YouTube and look at it, Alex Nation. He did a really good job and helped to build a house. You know, there was no architect person came and built that house. That was merely just guys from around the neighborhood that had experience in building. And these guys, he get this one and that one, the one that for plumbing and one for windows. And I'm telling you, that house is very nice. Just go on YouTube and look. And we're going to ask if anyone like to give a donation towards Jamaica, Alex Nation. And it's no amount. It's nothing. It's not a set amount. You can just do you can send $1. You can send $5, whatever it takes. So we just want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening to that message, because truly it is God want us to help the poor, because if a person can afford it, God want us to do. Because if I can do, if I'm doing okay, somebody else may not be doing as good as I am. So I'm able to help them. So I thank God for that. So let us just go into a prayer, and Brother Akeem will be on in a few minutes. We're going to have a prayer. And I'm asking Sister Carla if she can offer up a word of prayer. So let me just offer a short prayer, and then Sister Carla can do the last prayer. So our Father, which art in heaven, we come to you once again, Father. First, we come to lift up brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And Father, we ask that you bless each and every one of us, our family members, friends and neighbors. Lord, bless us that we can share your word with our neighbors and all that we come in contact with, Father. We ask him that you would lead and guide us. And Lord, even to those that have a mental problem, and may we can help them to witness to them. And may, Lord, you work it out so they can accept you and not deal with such problems in their life, Lord. God said all that are heavy laden, they need to come unto him, because he will give them rest. So, Heavenly Father, please touch their heart and let them know, because, Lord, I came encounter with a young lady, Father, tried to help her. And she didn't say no, but some things she was saying, she didn't want to do it. So, Lord, we asking you to touch an 19-year-old child. She is dealing with kidney problems. Father, I'm asking you to have mercy and turn her around. Help her to understand that you love her and that you will take care of her. But, Father, she has to be willing to let you do it. Now, Heavenly Father, as we are continuing praying, we lifting up the Jamaica, Sister Rosie Project and Alex Project. Those are two houses being built for two people, Father. And we ask him that you pour out the blessing that each one of these houses will be built and you get the glory for it. People are seeing what is being done because all over the world, people from Canada, people from all over the place, Louisiana, from New York, I've seen many people, Florida, donating to this home that he's building, and they're praising God for this young man because he's only 18 years old. And Father, we thank you so much for what you're doing in this child. So continue to strengthen him and lead and guide him, giving him wisdom and bringing these other fellas to help build their homes. So thank you, Father. Bless Sister Powell, Father, and her work and what she's doing for Miss Rosie. Lord, she's want to bless her with a home, Lord, Father. And I don't know if she have any children, but this lady is doing a little suffering. So we asking that you take care of her health. We asking you to take care of her living expense, all expense, Father. And we thank you so much for the work that Sister Powell. And Lord, Father, we asking you to bless the money that's coming in, the donation. Multiply it, Father, that they can get these houses built as soon as possible. Because some of these people, it was raining in their houses. They got mildew, all kinds of problems. So, Father, please have mercy upon each and every one. Bless us here tonight. Bless Brother Akeem as he bring the word. And, Father, fill all of us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, and that we can be ready as we was reading on Judgment Day. The Bible tells us that we would have to be ready and prepared for Judgment Day because when we got to come before God, we ain't going to be without an excuse. So, Lord, help us and give us the strength that we need to be able to come to you in a perfect order as you would have us to come, Father. The love of God, keeping his commandments, keeping his word. And, Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you give to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And sisters and brothers, Sister Carla is going to offer, let me see if I have time. Well, Brother Akeem will be on. We're going to be opening his line right at this minute. So, Sister Carla, we have, yes, we're going to let Sister Carla say a short prayer. So, and then we're going to open Brother Akeem's line. Sister Carla, you can do a short prayer. He's got about 2 more
Amen.
Minutes.
Amen. Kind and loving Father, as we continue to pray, we just thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for working on the behalf of your children throughout the world, Lord. Thank you for the project in Jamaica and all over the world that we don't know, Philippines, everywhere, Lord. The people are coming together and doing the work that you have called us to do. Bless them, Lord. Bless the community. Bless our neighbors, our friends, our family, the children, young people, Lord, and the little ones, Lord, that their hearts will be open unto you and that they will accept you as their personal Savior. Bless us again as we come together, unifying in love and unity, to come and hear and sit at your feet and hear the word that you will give Brother Akeem. Lord, bless him in a marked way, his family, his brethren, his church members, and those that he associate with, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for all prayers and the answer that you have given us, Lord, not according to our will, but may your will be done in our life, in our home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlin, for offering the prayer
amen.
For us. And I will open up Brother Akeem's line, brothers and sisters. Amen.
All right.
Brother Akeem's line is open.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for the prayer, and I'm glad to be back on once again, and thank you for the prayers from Brother Eli to Sister Carla to to everyone that has prayed for me, and it's truly appreciated. And this evening, we're going to go into Mark chapter 3, and we'll say one more prayer as we head in. Father, bless us, bless our minds and hearts, and draw us closer to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so this is Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3, many of us have read this story, but I'm realizing in this story we see a type of the end time scenario. And it says here in Mark chapter 3, and he entered again into the synagogue, speaking of Jesus, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. Now the context of this is that this is actually happening on the Sabbath day. Hence in verse 2 it says, and they watched him, whether he would heal this man with the withered hand on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him or have something with which to accuse him. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stretch forth. And he said unto them, or stand forth, I should say. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill? And it's very interesting that Jesus would have this man stand forth, because what was about to happen was that Jesus was going to use this man as a demonstration, as a symbol of what he was trying to illustrate, what he was trying to demonstrate and prove. And so what was this? The question comes, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill? And friends, this question comes to us even today. For there are many who perceive that our work on the Sabbath is only to study the scriptures, or it's only to go to church. And apart from that, it's nothing else. Friends, I tell you the truth, within Christianity at the moment, within Adventism, on one side, if we look at it, one of the things that we see is that it demonstrates two groups. Friends, give me one second. All right. Thank you for your patience. All right, so it has two aspects. Two groups of people are being demonstrated here. And that is that you have one group on the Sabbath. They may go to church. And they may study the Word of God. But then after that, there is no interaction or maybe potluck, and that's it. And friends, that is needed. That is definitely a must. But many times we do not seek to go about doing healing. Praise the Lord for what was mentioned with Alex Nation and the work that he's doing. And it's a work that all of us are being called to. Of course, there are certain things that we would not be able to do on the Sabbath day that can wait to be, that we can wait to do in the rest of the week. But friends, there is a work of healing and ministry that we are called to do. And we're going to see that part of the work that we are called to do is the medical missionary work, because this is what Jesus does in the passage. It says in verse 4, and he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Friends, that's the medical missionary work. That is a work of healing. Hence, Jesus says, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life? That is, in essence, to restore it or to allow it to be destroyed, to kill. Now, when this man stretched forth his hand and he was healed, what was the response? It says, the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan. And they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto him. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he, now look at it again. So not only did he heal this man on the Sabbath, the medical missionary work, the greatest medical missionary of all, doing the medical missionary work on the Sabbath, a work of ministry, a work of healing, a work of coming close to the people. But then it says, verse 10, for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known, because this was the demons. These were the demons speaking through these people. So we're finding out on the Sabbath day, Jesus did medical missionary work in the terms of healing people physically. We found out that he did a seriously spiritual work in terms of healing people from Satan's bondage, from the grasp of demonic forces. We see that he literally healed people of their plagues, that is, of their diseases. As many as could come close to him, friends, they were liberated. And what that reveals to us is that in the presence of Jesus, there is healing. In the presence of Jesus, there is restoration. At certain points, it may not come physically. But friends, it does come spiritually. The closer we come to Christ, the more that we are immersed in his presence, the more that we are at rest, the more we become free, the greater our freedom, and the more we are established in holiness. There is a restoration to the image of God, and that image, according to the book of Hebrews, is none other than Christ himself. But there are other kinds of Christians. You may have the Christian that the Seventh-day Adventist that may come to church, and they may study the Bible, and that's it. But then there's nothing else that is done on the Sabbath day. And then you also have Christians, you also have Seventh-day Adventists, who may do great things on the Sabbath, but that's the entirety of their ministry for the week. And Ellen White has a word for this. It's called the superficial conservative class. They may have their children learn instruments. They may attend church regularly. They may be involved in a certain Sabbath ministries. But friends, their lives are not immersed in evangelism. Their life is not evangelism. In other words, they have not seen the difference between evangelism being an event or a time period and evangelism being a lifestyle. That was the beauty of the life of Christ. He saw evangelism as a lifestyle, continually reaching out to the people, continually doing the medical missionary work. Medical missionary work not just in healing people physically, but revealing the love of God to them and thereby healing them spiritually and emotionally. That's the medical missionary work. As you read the book Welfare Ministry, taking together the statements of Ellen White concerning the medical missionary work, we come to the realization that the medical missionary work is found in Isaiah 58, and it's not just dealing with physical healing. It's not just the application of natural remedies. It is the coming close to others and speaking kindly to them. It is lifting them up, not only in prayer, but by your words as you meet with them. It is showing them a better way. It is coming close to them mentally and spiritually and emotionally, giving them a word that would edify them in due season. And friends, all of this Christ did. Now, I want you to see this, because what was the result of such a work? All right? It states here in the passage that after Jesus healed this man that had the withered hand, it then says in verse 6, and the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, that they might destroy him. So intense was their desire to destroy him that verse 7 says, but Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples. He didn't fight. He didn't try to wrestle with them. He departed. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him and from Judea and so on and so forth. So what does this reveal? This is why a few weeks ago to probably a month ago now, I touched on the work in the city and the work in the country and how God is calling his people to an entrepreneurial system of working. Yes, if you may have your 9-to-5 and God is calling you to that, please do that. But friends, there is a work that we are being called, that if we do not do that work directly, we are being called by our means to support that work indirectly, to be a part of it. The work in the city, there's a city work to be done. As Jesus visited these different places and cities and villages, he did this work, a mobile sanitarium, going to every place and also giving his apostles the ability to do this work as well. And so it must be with us. But we see here a pattern. It is when Jesus did this work of practical ministry, not just 6 days a week, but especially on the seventh day, that, friends, the result of doing that work was persecution. Because you see, as he did the work, it began to destroy the influence of the scribes and the Pharisees, and it began to increase the influence of Christ, his authority upon the people. And so will it be with those who do this same work at the end of time. As we apply the work that God has given us to do in the city and that he has also given us to do in the country, friends, we will become a demonstration to not just the United States of America, but everyone who does it everywhere in the world. Friends, the Seventh-day Adventist Church will become a demonstration in every city, the work being done. And the result will be greater influence. Why? Because people will have their lives restored. Just as it was with this man with the withered hand, just as it was with the people who had unclean spirits and plagues, friends, there are many around us today who have these same issues. And God says to his church, I have given you a system whereby you can replicate the medical missionary work of Christ by the sanitariums, by the farmlands, by the health factories, the food factories that we are to make in the country, by our institutions being in the country to train our leaders there. And then on the other side in the city, to set up vegetarian, or I should say vegan, plant-based, So yes, as we set up plant-based facilities where people can come in the city, in the place, the hub of where people gather, friends, this influence can scatter abroad to the point that everybody takes note of this movement. And as a result of the increasing authority and influence of the movement, because we're touching the lives of people practically, what will then happen is the result will be, and as we do this, we're doing it not just as a work, not just as a duty, but duty combined with the foundation of love for our fellow man, love for God and love for our fellow man. As our influence increases, what will be the result? Verse 6. As it says, for Jesus, so will it be with us. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. And so, friends, the result of doing this medical missionary work will be, it will be persecution. Because that work has not been done to its capacity, and that's how we can really know. There are two ways that we can really know the end of all things is at hand. The two ways are, one, that the message of righteousness by faith is going forth. Christ is being emphasized above all else. And then two, the other way that we know is the result of Christ being emphasized, which is the righteousness by faith experience. And then three, the other way that we will know is that as this message is emphasized, Christ's righteousness is spread forth, then what will happen is every good work will be manifested. And what is part of our work? to set up centers in the city and in the country. But that comes forth from a revived experience. When we see that, these three things, the exaltation of Christ among the saints, the experience of righteousness by faith, which leads to a revival because Christ is being exalted, and finally, good works following, and that is the systems that God has called us to, being set up in every city and in every country territory. When we begin to see this happen, it is then that we may know the end of all things is at hand, because that will be the very impetus that sets off the final persecution. I'll read a few statements to you here. This is from Desire of Ages, and I'm going to read it from Desire of Ages 287, paragraph 1. When Jesus turned upon the Pharisees with a question whether it was lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill, he confronted them with their own wicked purposes. Now some may ask, in what way? The statement continues. They were hunting his life with bitter hatred while he was saving life and bringing happiness to multitudes. Do you see what part of our goal is? Part of our goal is to bring happiness to multitudes. Many times as Seventh-day Adventists, we overlook that. That reality of that the character is made up of two things. It is made up of moral worth, having an understanding of God's truth, but it is also made up of feelings, we are told in the spirit of prophecy. And friends, while our work is to point out sin, it is also to edify, lift, to encourage. There are times, friends, when more than an understanding necessarily of the sanctuary, immediately somebody just needs to know that they are loved and that they are appreciated. Can we do that for people? Can we come to them and give them a simple message of hope while leading them into the deeper truths? I find this with many of God's people at this time, that it is hard for them to start off with the basics. And it is because, one, we are listening to so many different people, so many different things, so many different sensational things, that it is hard for us to meet people where they are and lead them step by step into the deeper truths concerning this time. Friends, may God help us. It says, was it better to slay upon the Sabbath, as they were planning to do, than to heal the afflicted as he had done? Was it more righteous to have murder in the heart upon God's holy day than love to all men, which finds expression in deeds of mercy? In the healing of the withered hand, Jesus condemned the custom of the Jews, and left the fourth commandment standing as God had given it. That's a place where many evangelical Christians fail to understand and grasp the reality that Jesus was not doing away with the Sabbath by healing people on the Sabbath, but what he was doing was separating tradition from the Sabbath and setting it in its right place before the people. It says, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days, he declared, by sweeping away the senseless restrictions of the Jews. And this shows us that even healing they had restricted. Christ honored the Sabbath while those who complained of him were dishonoring God's holy day. Those who hold that Christ abolished the law teach that he broke the Sabbath and justified his disciples in doing the same. This is what I was just mentioning. Thus, they are really taking the same ground as did the caviling Jews. In this, they contradict the testimony of Christ himself, who declared, I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Neither the Savior nor his followers broke the law of the Sabbath. Christ was a living representative of the law. No violation of his holy precepts was found in his life. Looking upon a nation of witnesses who were seeking occasion to condemn him, he could say unchallenged, which of you convicted me of sin? John 8:46. So friends,
as we read this, what we're coming to the realization of is that this is our work. Our work is to do a work not just of gathering together, not just of saint edifying saint, but of going to the lost, setting up operations of service on the Sabbath, not just to give out tracts, but to, along with giving out tracts, to feed others, to come close to them and do ministry of mercy, speaking words of kindness to them, uplifting and strengthening them. And as the opportunity opens before us to touch the lives of the people physically by providing remedies that can heal them, by laying our hands upon them and praying for them, and friends, by bringing them into places, centers of influence where they can experience that healing on a greater level. This is what God is calling us to. I'll read this last one here, this last statement in Desire Ages. It says, and the Lord says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. To all who receive the Sabbath as a sign of Christ's creative and redeeming power, it will be a delight. Seeing Christ in it, they delight themselves in him. The Sabbath points them to the works of creation as an evidence of his mighty power in redemption. While it calls to mind the lost peace of Eden, it tells of the peace restored through the Savior. And every object in nature repeats his invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. That's Desire of Ages, page 289, paragraph 1. This is what happens when we go forth and we do a ministry of healing each day of the week, but especially on the Sabbath day. People then begin to see that the Sabbath is not just a sign of theory, but it is a sign of mercy. It is not just a doctrine, but it is an experience of compassion to the lost, that through that experience we may call men to him who is our power, Christ. Who is their power? Christ. This is our work as Seventh-day Adventists. And the moment we pick up that work, it will be the end of the world. It will be the end of the world. And so my prayer for us today, as we close, I pray that we will ask the Lord, show me, Lord, where I am right now. I may not have a health food store. I may not have a plant-based restaurant where I can bring people. I may not yet have a church where we have an outreach program. But Lord, going house to house, but Lord, help me. Show me what I can do to be a spark in my community of acts of mercy connected with revealing the Savior. Show me what I can do, Lord. Show me what I can start, what I can initiate where I am to be a blessing to others within my community. Friends, I assure you, if you ask Jesus this with sincere hearts, even at times with hearts insincere, but you still ask regardless, friends, Christ will lead you to a place where the heart becomes so humbled that we will follow him and our hearts will be changed to hearts that are humbled. If that is your desire to be used in that way, I ask you to bow your heads with me as we close in prayer. Father, pray, and I come before you, we come before you, asking you to show us what we can do. Lord, I know that there may be some under my voice right now who you may be calling to start a ministry at their church of compassion towards others, of going and meeting them where they are, of going house to house, and yes, getting the study, getting studies, getting Bible studies, but also doing acts of compassion in service, Christian service, Lord, connected with the proclamation of the word.
I know that there may be some who may hear this message in time, that you may be calling to start restaurants or health food stores or to connect with others and start a sanitarium in the outer recesses of the city. I pray, Father, that you would guide, that you would strengthen, that you would provide. Help us, Lord, right where we are to do something, knowing that as we serve where we are, greater opportunities of service, and not just service, but influence will come. And as we grow in influence, as you promised us, you told us, Lord, that in the end of time, the Seventh-day Adventist Church will stand in prominence. And so, Lord, we can see how that can happen, because in the pattern of the Savior's life, we see that it happened when that compassion and medical missionary work were manifested. It was not just preaching, but even more than Jesus preached, more than he taught, he healed. And give us that power to do that healing again today as we do it patiently through the medical missionary work. Do this work in us and give this ability to us from a revived experience, that as we go forth and we do these acts of mercy, that we may lift up the law and the gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, so we want to thank our speaker for bringing us a timely message. And we just have to go in prayer. I ask the Lord to help us, because each and every one of us, if each one of us can do in our community just what he says, what a blessing we would be. Because Sister Power is Sister Power, 80 years old, she's doing a big one in her community in Jamaica. She's making a big difference. And Lord have mercy. If she could do it, we have to find a way by God's grace. So, Brother Akeem, thank you for bringing this message, just to put it upon our heart and ask the Lord to help us. So we want to thank you for this message tonight, and my sisters and brothers. And I just want to thank God, because Sister Carla is doing a pretty good job herself also. Because sisters and brothers, Sister Carla makes medicine, pain medicine. And the pain medicine, I use it myself. You know, I have knee problems, elbow. I have joint problems. And I use it on my husband. And this pain medicine, I rub on the hip or the joints or the knee. And I'm telling you true. I don't use pharmaceutical medicine, none. I use that medicine she makes. And now I ordered the pump. The doctor told me I had to get a pump. Brother Akeem, the doctor mentioned to me I have sinus problems. And he told me I need one of these pumps to pump my nose, and he wanted me to get it from the formula. See, I can get this medicine from the doctors for free. It goes on my insurance. But I don't use it. So, but I got this from Sister Carla, and I spray in my nose, and it helps me. So that's what I use. So I just want to thank God for his remedies, for his ways that he has. He said the leaves and the trees is for the healing of the nation. And as my sister make these products, we like to support one another. So we're going to thank you for joining us tonight. And like I say, if you need anything, you can call Sister Carla, and she got it on her website. So she does that. And Sister Power taught me some cooking, how to cook some things. And I appreciate that too. And that's what she's doing in Jamaica. So all these things, sisters and brothers are working with it. But it's people like me got to start practicing it. And here, where I am in Louisiana, I don't practice it all.
God, I do practice a lot of things. But when it comes to medicine, I don't like pills or those things. I practice my herbal medicine, so I praise God. Even with my diabetes, I practice that in managing it, you know. So I just want to thank you, brothers and sisters, and thank Brother Akeem for the message. And also we ask him that you be blessed tonight. Have a peaceful sleep and a rest. And we'll hear you all on that Thursday. And Brother Richardson has a line on Monday night. But we'll be back on the prayer line on Thursday night. We got health reform. And what a blessing. That is a blessing. We learned so much on health reform. So we want to thank you and God bless. And I will play this song as you just can listen. Amen. So God bless my brothers and sisters and take care. This is my song. Okay, here we go.